I'm sitting there chatting with them real time on Facebook, and they go, oh, my God, a big bomb just went off down the street. And they're studying. They're sitting there studying while all this is going on and just hoping it doesn't come into their homes.
That's Dr. Bradley Bolin, a lecturer in piano at Baylor University School of Music. He's describing two of his students in Syria who've been preparing to take the SATs in the hope of continuing their studies in the United States. One's a violinist and the other's a pianist. Dr. Bolin met these students through his work with American Voices, a Houston-based nonprofit that provides intensive workshops in music, dance, and theater to young people whose studies have been interrupted by violent conflict in their countries. Dr. Bolin describes the focus of the organization's work.
It's not to teach beginners, but rather to take students that are already very serious about their musical pursuits and give them some continuity in countries that are isolated or have been disrupted from war. And it gives them an opportunity to study with professionals and continue their training.
Among Dr. Bolin's students in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and Jordan, where he's taught classical piano over the last three summers, Chopin is hugely popular. This is in part because many of his students have been using resources available online to teach themselves and fill in the gaps in their music education. The Polish composer's work is public domain, so it's more easily accessible. Here, one of his students can be heard playing Chopin's Nocturne. His first summer in Iraq, Bolin thought the main purpose of his work would be sharing his knowledge as an instructor. But he quickly came to see that the intersection between music and diplomacy went beyond an exchange of skills between two countries.
I had these 15 kids speaking four languages between them, and I had some translators, and I'm sitting there going, what do I do first? And so I thought, well, I'm just going to do it anywhere else, get them to know each other. So I had them each get up and play a little bit. One of the girls got up to play, and it was in a big nondescript room that had carpet, and on one far side, this dilapidated little upright piano. And each one of them played, and this girl got up to play some Bach. And when she started to play, a little mouse ran out from behind the piano. And, of course, typical reaction, kids screaming, and the girls get up on the chairs and whatnot. And when the mouse finally went back behind the piano, she started to play again, and sure enough, the mouse came running out again. And finally, one of the boys went over, and he sat down and started playing the Liszt Second Hungarian Rhapsody that's so famous. Everyone immediately started laughing because they had recognized that that was the piece that Bugs Bunny was playing when the mouse ran out and tormented him during the Bugs Bunny cartoon. So they all knew Bugs Bunny and knew that cartoon. And so I suddenly realized that a lot of what diplomacy is isn't just going to be about me relating and helping them understand us better and vice versa. I was helping them work together in ways that they typically wouldn't have.
On September 4th, Dr. Bolin got word that one of his students in Syria, Amjad, had been injured by a car bomb that exploded outside of his house in Damascus. In areas of instability, conflict, and sustained violence, Dr. Bolin says the arts are critical.
I think that they become more important because when you don't have anything else, but you have your violin and you have a way to really enrich your life, you know, it's a form of expression, and so I think people have something to say, and that's the way they can say it in places where they might not otherwise have a voice.
Young people like Amjad are coming of age during times of intense violence in their countries. An uprising that began against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in March of 2011 persists as what many are calling a civil war today. In Iraq, half of the population is under 25 years old, meaning that the Iraq War, started in 2003, has impacted an entire generation of young people. To help students from these countries further their musical studies, Dr. Bolin has established the Baylor University School of Music American Voices Scholarship Fund. He hopes to bring both of his Syrian students to Baylor in November. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.